Okay, we're going to move on, and there's kind of an educational theme to this afternoon's programme. We were talking about that guide to secondary school that was launched earlier, chatting to retired teacher Tony Bellew. And we've another former teacher in studio with us this afternoon, Geraldine O'Brien, known to many of you as Geraldine Gaffney, originally from Tralee, living in Dublin, but down here in Kerry quite a bit. Geraldine, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. Lovely to be here.
And now you're going to talk to us about a report that there was a lot of coverage on yesterday. And just to kind of sum it up by way of introducing it to listeners, this was a study done on junior infants, and it showed that when they come to school, they might be very, very astute academically. They might be able to count to 10 and know a few words of Irish or whatever, but they're not prepared in the more practical ways, like being able to tie their shoelaces or put away their coat or whatever. And I would imagine the teachers have been saying this for a long time. What do you make of the report, first of all?
Well, there was an interesting report in yesterday's Times. It was called The Children's School Lives. And they looked at 189 schools, 4,000 children involved, and they spoke to the children and to the teacher and to the parents. And they asked them, you know, what were their concerns and did they think they were. And what came out of the report was that while they're academically ready for school, and they're very articulate, small children are, a lot of them didn't have the basic skills like putting on and off coats, going to the bathroom, making themselves understood, eating the lunch, which is a bugbear of ours, getting their lunches out and being able to manage them. And young children are very, very articulate. Now, I was teaching in Dublin. I was teaching infants for the last 12 years, and I was always amazed how much knowledge and how much language they had. But yet, the same child who could tell you actual big words, actually, and incidentally, they couldn't put their coats on them and take them off, and they didn't have the basic, not all of them, but some of them didn't have the basic skills. So I'm not terribly surprised, but that's not every child. That would only be some children.
So I'm guessing that with the best will in the world, parents are concentrating on teaching their children not so much the wrong things as the inappropriate thing for their age.
Not really, no, not really. It's just children are watching television. They're on their iPads, they're on internet. They are very well up on knowledge, and they're very well up on language. I was always amazed at the words they used. You know, incidentally, I'm just drawing a random tree. You know, that sort of stuff. But no, they're very articulate. They're very knowledgeable. But the basics sometimes aren't in place. Sometimes.
Okay, so what kind of basics would you like to see in place before a child goes into junior infants?
Well, a very, very simple one is that when the child goes into junior infants, it's the first time they actually eat on their own. And a lot of them can't manage the lunch boxes. They can't open the box. They can't open what they're given. They can't manage the lunch boxes. So a very simple thing is get the child to sit down at home, give them the lunch box, do not help. And then you will identify what the child can and can't do. They can't open bananas. They can't open yogurts. It's very simple. And if you ever watch a monkey opening a banana, they open from the other end. So they know something we don't know.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, that's an interesting, useless piece of information. But if the child can't, you know, open what the child is given, then you just make sure that you help them to make it easier for them.
So it's life skills. Really.
Life skills, really, yeah. And we had little fellas coming into school. I was in an all-boys school. And the parents would take off the jacket and hang it up. And then when they were going home, they'd put the jacket back on them. You know, that's something that most children should be able to do. But play school or preschool prepares them very well for primary school. Okay. It really does. And primary school is much more formal and much more structured than preschool is. The numbers are bigger. The curriculum is different, but preschool does prepare them very, very well. Mm.
So I wonder too, you know, I think everybody likes to think that their own little boy or little girl is very bright. And, you know, we've all done it with our kids, showing off how, you know, my 2-year-old can count to 20 or whatever. And is there an element of that as well, that the parents are kind of teaching them all kinds of things, maybe teaching them a few words of Irish and stuff like that, and they think they're doing them a good turn, whereas in actual fact their energies should be focused elsewhere?
Well, not really, no. I think parents are are kind of amazed how much their children pick up when they start preschool. And they're amazed. We used to see it all the time. They're absolutely amazed when they start reading. They're amazed when they start doing bits of Irish. And they're always very proud and very delighted that the child is picking it up and retaining it. But the basic skills really are equally important.
Okay, and we all as parents, I think, and I'm guilty of this myself, we tend to do things for our children because
absolutely.
It's quicker.
Absolutely.
And we forget that they're older now and they can do so much for themselves.
And most small children now who have a yogurt, mum or dad takes it out of the fridge, takes off the top, puts it in front of the child.
Hands them a spoon.
Now, that doesn't happen in school. The teacher will help them, but with 30 boys in the class or girls or mixed class, you're not going to get around to all of them. So, or they're not prepared to wait. They want it now.
Mm. What else came out of that report, Geraldine? Was there anything
that struck you? A very interesting thing came out of that report, that the biggest concerns the parents had were, number one, making friends. Number two was class sizes. Number three was the need for their child to be independent. And number four was bullying. Will my child be bullied? Mm-hmm. And I think I said to you before that one thing that we noticed was when a child starts school, the yard is a different situation than it is in preschool. And there's a lot of rough and tumble, running and pulling and dragging, and it's all games. And if a child goes home and says, somebody pushed me, that's not bullying. That is rough and tumble. That's just, you know, a little bit rougher than they
what
would in the preschool. That's not bullying. So don't be alarmed. And unless it's bullying is really persistent and nasty, that's not bullying. If a child is, you know, Peter pushed me or James pushed me, or that's not bullying.
Yeah.
I would love parents to know that, and I'd love to put this over every school, your child will be fine in school. The teacher will look after them, and they should go into school with a very positive message. Everything is going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And if you hate at school, please don't tell them.
Yeah, you always say that.
Please don't say, I hated school. Don't say that.
Don't say that, but don't make out like it's Disneyland. Either.
Oh, no. No, very realistic. You'll enjoy school. You'll learn to read. You'll learn nice writing. You'll make friends. Teacher will look after you. Very positive stuff. But not promising them Disney World either.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of junior infants are starting next week. I think maybe some might even be starting this week, but the vast majority are going back next
Tuesday
week.
And Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, so what, even at this late stage, I know it's probably quite late in the day to be teaching your children skills, but even at this late stage, what kind of things, practical things, would you like to see parents teaching their children before they start next week?
Can the child use the bathroom on his or her own? Can the child put on and off a jacket or whatever they're wearing, cardigan or tracksuits, top? Can the child have lunch by himself or herself unaided? Can the child be understood? Sometimes, you know, they get a bit distressed and it's hard for them to articulate what they want. And can the child interact with others? But that happens in preschool. I think with preschool, a lot of that is in place. You know, dealing with others, putting things back, tidying up, that sort of stuff. And they have a lovely little song now, a tidy up song, and they tidy up to the music, and it all works fine. But your child will be okay. Don't be worrying and fretting. They really will. And I've seen a lot of teachers in junior infants. They're very well-minded. They really are.
Mm-hmm. And how would you know that your child is emotionally ready to start school? Because I know this is the big debate again. Do you start them if they're a good 4.5? Do you start them? Do you wait till they're 5?
Nearest to 5 is, you know, slightly better. The child is that little bit more mature, I think, nearer to 5. So if you're in doubt, but it's not always practical, if you're in doubt, nearer to 5. Because a lot of people now are keeping their children until they're nearly 5. I know we all started at 4, but that's what happened then.
Yeah, different times.
Yes.
Yeah. And we probably weren't as articulate or as astute.
And we didn't go to preschool. Yeah. We were just dropped down to school straight from home. There was no preschool. There was no preparation. Or we didn't know what to expect. But they're very well prepared now in terms of, you know, mixing in with the others and mixing in with the crowd.
The other thing, of course, that didn't happen back in the day, Geraldine, was the big palaver over the first day at school and the video cameras.
The video
and
cameras, granny, granddad, the video cameras.
All that. Is it a bad thing that it's gone to such an extent, though? I mean, it's become way over the top now, I think.
But everything has. Birthday parties have. Dibs have. Everything has become weddings. Everything has become way over the top now. We never minded. We just thought, you know, they'll come in, they'll make a fuss, they'll go, that's fine. And one thing I will say to parents out there whose children are starting, talk to the teacher if you have a problem. Just go in and speak to the teacher and say, you know, I'm a little bit worried about this. And sometimes there's no need to be worried. But do discuss it with the teacher. Don't get yourself worried about it.
Mm. I was talking to somebody recently, Geraldine, you'll appreciate this, and she was telling me she was kind of at the tail end of a big family, and she was at home playing with her toys one day, and she was about 4 and a half, and her sisters and brothers were in school, and the next thing the local principal pulled up, rolled down the window and said to her mother, "We're short numbers to retain a teacher. Can we'll say Mary starts school today?" And the mother said, "Of course she can." And Mary hopped into the car, went off to school, and that was all the palaver about her first day at school.
That's right. And when I started school, a lot of people started the day after their fourth birthday. So if you were 4 in November, you started the following day. And if you were 4 in May, you started the following day. So, but that was different then, really.
Different times,
and the classes were bigger, and it wasn't as much fun. It's more fun for them now. They love school. They really do.
Okay. So teach them, if they're starting next week, maybe get out a banana over the weekend to teach them how to peel it.
Or even cut the top of it for them. You know, it's a simple thing.
Yeah.
So they can open it. And the same with the yogurts. And give them what they like. Don't be giving them ham sandwiches, or give them something you know they'll eat.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of it goes in the bin.
A lot of it goes in the bin.
A lot
anyway.
Of it does, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
And they swap lunches and everything, you know.
They do, of course. Is your book still available, or is it?
It is actually, yes. It's a while now since it was out, Ready for School, Veritas Do It. And I was actually in Veritas in Cork last week, and they had a whole lot of them out on the table. I was thrilled to see that. You can get it online as well, but it's just basic common sense, really.
Very good.
Make life easier all round. And it's a huge step for parents and a huge step for a small child. And we all appreciate that, really.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, Geraldine, listen, we leave it there. It's always great to chat to you, and lovely to see you home in your native Kerry.
Thank you. Always delighted to be down.
And no doubt we'll talk to you again about educational matters.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
It's Geraldine Gaffney O'Brien there chatting to us about that report yesterday that showed that children aren't always prepared in the right way for back to school and what you can do about it. We'll take a break. Brendan is back with us with some of your questions answered. That's up next.